makes a workout feel like front row seats to a show.
I completely forgot
that there's an ad after.
There's an ad after that, and I'm still waiting for that one beat. Like I let the dang thing play out, and then I'm waiting for the beat, which is going to fire me up for the intro.
Right.
Of self.
Well, it makes me feel better that I wasn't on, like I didn't have my headphones on, and so I started talking before.
I don't know. We're still getting our feet wet, toes back in the water.
We're still not quite in the flow of things here. Whoa, at the radio station.
Nice. Well done. This is Eric Schacht. I'm here with Linda Evans in the studio at WEFT. We're talking about theater as usual, as we always do on See You at the Show.
Right.
That's what we're here for.
And we're
to bring
back in
news
the studio
to you about what's going on in the community with theater. Sometimes what has just happened with theater when we get a chance to see shows and review shows. And we do have some live theater coming up. I know it's all precarious because things are changing all the time with COVID responses and COVID limitations. And we're just hearing from, we know now Parkland is now saying to be in their premises, you have to have a mask on. That's another space that's going to
things are constantly changing.
Yeah.
And what better people than to be able to act on their feet than theater people, really. You know, we're always able to take new things and change things up. So
yeah,
we're an adaptable bunch. So that's a good thing.
That is. We have not seen any theater over the past week. There hasn't been any new live performances. I think the next thing that I know of coming up is Noises Off at Decatur Theater 7, which is going to be Eeks.
Eeks? Do we not have a date on here?
No, I mean, I don't have a date on here.
It says TBD.
Oh, right.
For auditions.
Oh, that's the auditions are TBD.
Yeah.
We still don't have show times for that.
No.
My bad.
Not prepared.
No, but all we have lots of auditions coming up. I think that's the main thing. We don't have the audition dates yet for Decatur Theater 7, but we do have, let's see, we'll go through these in a second, but we have Monticello, Parkland. So, hey, finally something in Champaign.
Right, again. I mean, we just saw Kingdom of Dreams.
Right,
which was at Parkland Theater.
A long time ago.
Right.
But this is the first of the core
Parkland
community theater organizations
sure.
to attempt to do an audition cast performance, inside or outside, for that matter. I mean, U of I's done stuff.
Since COVID. Yeah.
So this would be since Machinal at Parkland, I think is how we ended things. Because Chicago was rehearsing. And then you were rehearsing at the station.
Right, but Steel Magnolias was the last official thing that was at Parkland, but it wasn't a Parkland show.
And maybe went one day too long.
Possibly. Everybody's okay, though, so it's all good. It's all good.
Well, as far as we know.
Anyway, we have lots to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. So let's go through auditions, cue audition music.
Oh, we don't have audition music. Was I supposed to start singing?
Whistle?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
maybe our guest would sing something, but I'm not going to.
Oh, we should do that. We should do like a spontaneous thing.
Right.
Like that.
She's like, no, don't put me on the spot.
Right. We don't want to have our guests flee before we've even introduced them.
I know.
But that is something where I think I always think of that at about 5:37 p.m. on Thursdays. It would be good to just at one other point during the week think about, you know, how we're going to do that. Because there must be since we don't have like Paul Schaefer and the World's Most Dangerous Band in here, just to kind of like impromptu.
No one is going to.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. So if you're a fan of See You at the Show and you have a song that you think would be a good sort of lead in to an audition segment, to a now playing segment, to a, Eric's going to.
Let us know. Anyway, auditions.
Yeah. The first ones coming up are Elf, which is tonight, is the first audition for Elf. This is not the junior version. This is the full-scale adult version. There's only one child being cast in the thing. It's being put on by DLO, Danville Light Orchestra.
Auditions, Light Opera.
Light Opera.
Dang. Sorry.
That's ELO. That's so confusing.
I know. It's okay. Keep going.
Okay. And they don't do opera, and I don't think ELO did orchestral music. So it's just the names are messed up. This actually, these auditions actually start tomorrow night. It is August 19th through the 21st. And this is, DLO does their performances at the Amazing Fisher Theater. It'd really be fun to do a show there. It is an easy, I don't know, 28-minute drive down 74 to get there. So if you're a local actor, Champaign-based actor, and are eager to do a show, they will be casting. It's a pretty large cast. You need to prepare a script and sing. All of the information about the auditions are on our Facebook page, and you can also go to the DLO Facebook page, and they have an event site for the auditions. It's being directed by one of our favorite actors, Jerry Strain. I think it's his.
We don't play favorites.
That's why I didn't say he is my favorite actor.
Okay. I'm just giving you a hard time.
You're right.
Go
we
ahead.
Don't play favorites. But Jerry's a super talented, enthusiastic young man. I think this is his first big directing gig, and I want to support him.
Definitely. We
I don't know how
you.
He is as a
we
director. He may be horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think he's going to be great. I'm excited by his mandate.
And we know that he listens. So.
We know that he listens.
Right.
We know and if you're a fan of me, I'm a fan of you. So that's the way.
All right.
If you want to get good reviews.
Keep going.
No, you're next.
Is that it?
That's it for Elf. But then, okay, so then sequentially, the next auditions will be next week on Saturday, the 28th, with She Kills Monsters out of Parkland. There's just a really small window, just one day, Saturday morning, 9 to 12, registration in the lobby, dress in comfortable clothes, vocal warm-ups, exercises, games.
And directed by Mike O'Brien. Yay.
Whew, I don't think you need to prepare anything, do you?
You can check that out on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And Human Terrain, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do. That's being done by Heartland, one of our favorite theater companies outside of the CU area in Bloomington. They've done great work. They're emphasizing a lot of good diversity in their work. And this is in this particular piece, I've never heard of it, Human Terrain. It's about, it's a pretty tough subject about Iraq and psychology and gender and very
mature. It sounds
great.
We talked about it last week a little bit too. That you know,
you're not letting me ramble about anything.
No, we've got a guest here.
Human
who
Terrain
wants to
is
talk.
Being directed by the amazing Sandy Zielinski, and I can tell you more about her some other time when I'm not so limited. What's next, Linda?
Is that all the auditions that you wanted to talk about?
Monticello.
Okay. Go for it.
Death and Taxes. Auditions for Death and Taxes at Monticello Theater. It's a really hard theater to find. If you do Google Maps.
Monticello's not that big, but Google
Maps.
No,
it's not that big. If you do Google Maps, you're going to end up like at some steakhouse. If you go,
if
you put
tragic.
1406 North Market Street in your Google Maps, you'll end up at like some steakhouse. You need to go another half a block down. It's on the right. It's a cool little theater. And they're doing auditions for Death and Taxes Sunday, September 19th and Monday, September 20th. So we have plenty more time to talk about that. I don't even know who's directing it, but it just came out.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the other things that's going on right now is that another Bloomington organization that we have not had much exposure to, but Soaring Solo Studios, SoaringSoloStudios.com, is doing a free one-person show writing event that is tomorrow. So I put the link for this on our See You at the Show Facebook page, and you can also go to SoaringSoloStudios.com, and it's called Free Write Friday. It is just 12...
Like write, W-R-I-T-E.
Exactly.
Right.
So they're going to do thought-provoking writing prompts to lead you in writing exercises, and all that's required to attend this inspiring event is a willingness to explore having a pen, paper, and some other means of capturing your thoughts, the ability to access Zoom, and your RSVP. This is Jessica Lynn Johnson, the founder and CEO of Soaring Solo Studios, who will be doing this. I have never written a play, I think, since Mr. Lenkart's class in fifth grade. I wrote a play called The Three Higman Brothers, which I can... tell you about sometime off
yes.
air. Or if we just...
we could talk about it on air next time
yeah.
if we don't have
can we talk,
a guest.
Maybe I can find it. It's in a Tupperware box in my basement.
I will check it out.
The Three Higman Brothers.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's kind of a combination...
I can't believe how have I not read that
yet? It's kind
of
like a combination of the Hardy Boys and the Partridge Family and Shazam.
It sounds fascinating.
You take it. If that was a prompt, you could write a hell of a story.
Right. Yeah. I'm
but I want to learn more about writing plays from somebody who's done it.
Right.
That would be cool.
Well, I think part of it is doing it. You know, you learn more by doing it. So this brings me to, I've had way too much coffee, so I'm going to talk really fast, and I apologize ahead of time. But I had a little rant I wanted anyway, because I was listening to the I Weigh podcast today, which I love this podcast. I'm always telling you to listen to it and everybody else I know. Tahani from The Good Place, she started it, and it's a great podcast. And one of the things I love about it is she talks to a lot of people who have not had their voices heard, a lot of people who are from groups that have traditionally been marginalized or didn't have representation. And one of the things, the podcast, the one that I was listening to today, she was talking to a gay man who is not only, he's about our contemporary, like born in the 70s. And so his lifetime of being marginalized as a gay man, but also as a larger gay man. And so she also talks a lot about issues. She's very body positive and LGBTQ positive and all those things. So it got me thinking, because he was talking about how growing up, you know, he didn't see anybody like him. And even when there were gay characters in shows and other things in entertainment, they were usually very thin, or they still didn't look like him or represent him. And so it made me think about how important it is not just to have the token. Obviously, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I really hate that the token character that's like, okay, we'll throw in an LGBTQ character, or we'll throw in a person of color or whatever, and they're usually not multidimensional, and they're usually kind of propping up the white person in the show. And I've been talking about this a lot while I'm on the set of Final Summer, the film that's being shot in the Danville area by John Iceberg and our crew. And I've been around a lot of 20-somethings, and we've been talking a lot about this. And it's so much fun. You know, I talk to my kids about it too, but it's so much fun to get their take, because obviously they're a different generation. And even though they're growing up with things so much better than they were for us when we grew up in the 70s, it's still not there yet. And so it just makes me so happy that we have our guest today, because I think that we need more writers that are diverse writers. Like, that's where it has to start. Because if you can't really, I mean, you can write things that you haven't experienced, obviously, but we need more people of diverse backgrounds doing the writing, or being the playwrights, or being the writers in the TV shows and things like that. So that was my rant. I didn't say everything I want to say, because I have so much to say on this, but I want to hear back from other people too. And you want to introduce our guest?
Well, I will, but I guess I just want to echo some of the things that you're saying, because as we've been thinking about what the best thing we can do to be allies and advocates for BIPOC, for Black, for other marginalized people who are, to get into theater, we've heard about how the voices is what matters. And we turned over our mics for a month because we needed other voices to talk about things. And I think that's true when we're looking for plays and we're looking for works. We can look back, but how about looking forward and making opportunities for new works by new writers in places that there haven't been before. So
Right. With
that, let's introduce at last.
I know. Through the show. Sorry, Tanya.
No, but this is really neat, tidy segments.
And you're listening to WFT.
See you at the show with Eric Schacht and Linda Evans. We have in the studio with us today Tanya Arazi Combs, who has been on the show before, and to talk about her last big directorial effort, at least in our area, which was Farinelli and the King. I saw it on October 10th, 2019, so we're almost at the 2-year anniversary of this amazing show.
Does it feel like 2 years?
Wow. No, I feel like the pandemic just, we entered like a hole, like
right.
a deep space hole, and we're I don't know if we're coming at the side, like the other end. I feel like we get little peaks out of the other end, like we're done. And then like something will happen. I was just,
right.
I was just talking with the guy that's going to be lighting our, the next show that I'm working on. And he works in a group home, and he was just talking about how everyone was vaccinated. And still people got the new Delta variant. And so that's happening in CU. So please, my little plug to the community, please wear your mask, please right. be safe. And if you haven't been vaccinated, please go, call me up. I'm willing to give you a ride.
So. Right, right. We're here to support that. So, and we're here to support you in your new project. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What can give us a little summary? We both know a little bit about it. But why don't you tell our listeners about what you have in mind?
Okay. So, I just had a crazy idea, earlier this summer that, I really wanted to work on new theater. But right now, you know, we're kind of in a moment right now where smaller shows, smaller increments are maybe what's called for right now. And that also allows more different, you know, more types of people to come in that may not be able to commit to a full-length show. So I was thinking back to some of my earlier theater experiences. And one of the things I've done are 24-hour play days. I don't know if you guys have done those mm-hmm. before, but
very much want to, but have not.
They're very cool. For listeners out there, basically you write a play, you direct a play, you memorize a play, you put on a play within 24 hours. And they're really exciting, and actually you can get some really great stuff out of it. And I was just thinking, okay, well, what if I expanded that idea? And I made it, instead of 24 hours, I made it 2 weeks, because again, it's something a little bit more reasonable, especially for, I wanted to include in this particular production, actors that don't have as much experience on stage. And so I have, you know, some veteran actors, and then I also have some people that are wanting to get their toes wet and wanting to do more. So I'm very, very excited about this particular project. We met last Sunday, and with all the people that I could dig up that were interested. And this week, I've been trying to figure out, okay, how do I tell a story that's meaningful, that that the people that are involved in this project would all be interested in telling, and you know, what's my inroad in? So I've been reading news articles. I've been reading. Just some novels. I've been reading all different types of things. And then I've been looking to my cast to see what their own life experiences were, what they are interested in telling. So that's where I am right now. And so next week we will start with whatever I have. We'll work on this. I'm hoping it'll be like a 30-minute project.
So how collaborative is the writing effort, or is the writing effort something that's solo being done by you?
The writing effort right now is solo being done by me. However, because I'm writing for a pretty diverse population, next week when I go in, you know, anything that sticks out, anything that doesn't feel right to the different participants, that part will be collaborative. I've done more collaborative efforts in the past, but that takes kind of a more prolonged process.
Right.
And so this was something that I could do by myself, so...
In those, I just want to, because I don't have any experience with those 24-hour playwriting sessions, or what do you call them again? 24-hour
play days?
Play days, okay. So is that a situation where the writing is usually collaborative, or is that something that's divided up among a team somehow?
It's usually not collaborative. Usually you meet in the evening, and you meet with a director, whoever the actors will be, and one writer, and typically the writer will go home that night. They will spend all night up writing, and then the very next day in the morning they will have a script, and then the team reads it together, and then, you know, maybe you have just like a little bit of a break so the director can kind of get some ideas, mm-hmm. and the actors can start trying to memorize their lines, and then you go, and it's pretty exciting because at the end of the day then you have a new piece of theater. Which I think is really, really important.
Right. And I think that it's important for people to realize that you don't have to it doesn't have to be this long process, or, you know, in,
no.
I've done similar things, with film. We have these 48-hour film, things. So you get your groups together, and then you get these prompts, and you get, you'll get like one line everybody has to have in the film, and then maybe a prop that everyone has to use. And it's so interesting to see what people come up with, and you have to have the film done in 48 hours. So it's a great way for people to like kind of get their, like you said, get your toes wet, because it forces you to actually, because it's so easy in the creative process, I think, for a lot of people to get bogged down and say, it's not finished, it's not perfect, and things like that. And you just go with what you have. And a lot of times it's really great. It's not maybe what you would get if you spent 2 years on a project, but it makes you actually go and produce something, and you go, okay, this isn't so hard. I can do something bigger now. So.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that, you know, maybe some of the people that are participating, maybe they'll go off and do their own plays,
right,
which I think would be really great. As I said, I have a pretty diverse group of people, some veteran theater people, but then I also have people that were, and I think some of them might be, were on your show, but that were in the teen spotlight at the Station Theater.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's very exciting for me to get a chance to work with some young people that I've never worked with before.
Right.
So this is going to be hopefully a really, really cool week.
Yeah. And so, I hope we do more of this stuff. I know, you know, no pressure on you. If it goes well, hopefully you'll do more of it. But I think these are great ideas for us to continue to do theater, because it's really also easy to go, okay, well, we can't do theater yet because of COVID, but we can do these things. You know, the station has still, even though we haven't had anything live at the station, we've had things online. I think we're just, that's our new normal. We're going to have to figure out different ways and continue doing entertainment and art.
Right. So, Tanya, for those of us who, or for those of our listeners who don't remember the show from 2 years ago when you came on, what is your background in theater?
Oh, okay, great.
You're wondering where this question was going.
Well, it feels like I've been part of theater since I've been like really little. I grew up in Champaign-Urbana, so I did a lot of like the local stuff. I did CUTC, and later on I did the Station Theater stuff. But all of my education is, I've got 3 degrees in music. Two of them, I have cognate areas in stage direction. So I really love music, but I also really like just plays, and I like, you know, I like all different kinds of art experiences. So I'm very excited to get this opportunity to work again at the station. Not technically like through the station,
but
I'm excited to use the space and to, you know, hopefully invite like the station community to come out.
Right.
And you're currently affiliated with the U of I?
No. I'm a freelance stage director, and I teach voice lessons in town.
Okay.
Do you need more?
Yes, anyone that needs a voice teacher, please call me. That would be great. Or email me. That would be wonderful.
Do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's mostly my performing website, but you're welcome to check it out. www.tanyaarazicombs.com.
We'll put that on our Facebook page too. And also, you perform around town.
I do.
So there's so many things. You're so busy. Like, I'm so glad you could come on and do this. You have so many things going on. So
one of the things that this project reminded me of is this really cool thing that the U of I was doing in a partnership with BTW, Washington Elementary School.
I went there. That was my alma mater.
Oh, that's
so really funny. That's great.
I don't know if we have that connection. That's where I went too.
That's great.
And that's where my son went. And so when he was in fifth grade, what they had them do is they had the fifth graders write a story. They handed that off to somebody in the theater department at U of I, and some students in a playwriting group, who then took the kid's story, wrote a play, then who gave it to somebody in a directing and acting class, and then they put on the play. And so then I went there to Cranert with my kid, who got to see the play of the Fabulous Five, because he'd written a story about this five iron that he hit in this big tournament. And then there was a character in the play that was me, the caddy, and that was Wade. And he was saying, oh, gosh, gee, Dad, I really hit that one good. And I was like, nice job, son. I'm really proud of you for that one. It was just so funny.
Wow.
It makes me want to watch that. It's on YouTube somewhere. Anyway, I thought that was a really cool program.
And that's a very, very right. cool idea. Right. Actually, I love things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and it just makes me think with what you had the idea to take a 24-hour thing, make it a two-week thing. And Linda, you've seen, talking about the film things, it does seem, and then you and I did another version of it. I wonder, could we do a 30-minute one on air? Somebody give me a prompt. I'll go back there, right. write something, come and perform it for the last 10 right. minutes.
I've also met a lot of writers, like young writers, too, through the film and stuff. And it's, yeah, they would probably come on and do something. They're also improv people.
Yeah, somewhere in here, the line, because we were talking about prompts. And so that's when I think of improv, I think of, you know, getting a prompt and going with it. And so there is... At some point here, there's
some of the team, like Alex Curry, who is going to be part of Tanya's. What are you calling it?
Right now, I don't have a name for this. Okay, I'm just calling it the 2 week play project.
Okay, all right. So Alex,
you said right now I don't have a name, and I was just thinking right now. That's a good name. WR.
Right. Right. That is a great name.
That is a great name.
Okay.
Because it's not right later.
It's right now. So Alex Curry also wrote something for the Teen Spotlight.
Oh my gosh, she is so talented.
Yeah. So we should get her in here too, just to as part of that, if she's interested and not too busy, but once school starts. So yeah, so many people. And if anybody's interested, let us know in doing these things. We should. Right. Because we're always talking about producing something for CU at the show. Like a show,
yeah,
a play, and you know, we can just do it. We can just wing it and
right.
And
we love to take somebody else's ideas and do something with them. But just like Tanya had her idea, and we're happy to
promote.
We
want
to talk about it, promote it, mm-hmm. help with it in any way that we can. So we're our mission is not just to talk about theater, but to help facilitate theater, help expose people to theater, and help audiences get there. So. Right. Definitely reach out to eric@cuattheshow.com, Facebook Messenger, leave a comment on one of our posts. We'll find you. We'll get back to you. And we currently have lots of information on there about things going on. There's all these auditions, first of all. And, I know there is a play that's actually happening. Just to wrap up, circle back to my earlier mistake. Little Shop of Horrors is being put on by Decatur Underground Theater. Now that's September 17th. So we have 3 weeks to get somebody in and talk about that.
And Tanya, how can we see the fruits of your labor?
So we're going to be putting it on Monday, August 30th. I think at 7:00 or 7:30. I will let you know so you can tell your audience.
Right.
I'm just going to talk with my cast about that since this has been it's such a quick process that I just want to make sure that that's a good time for everybody, since I have a mix of high school students and other older community members.
It's going to be a live performance?
It'll be a live performance. Everybody that comes, it'll be a short performance, but everyone that comes will be required to wear face masks.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, we will also be masked as well. I think, you know, right now we just have to kind of look at what's happening in the community and just kind of see what works best for the, unfortunately, the COVID.
And everybody involved is vaccinated.
Everyone involved in our cast is vaccinated. Right. So I'm really happy.
That's
really
great.
Happy about that.
Right. Great. And that's going to be at the Station Theater in beautiful downtown Urbana adjacent.
Please come. We would love to have you there to support some live theater.
Right.
Right. All right. Well, this has been See You at the Show. Check out our Facebook page and website for additional information about theater happenings in the area. We will be back again next week, Thursday at 5:30, with another fresh new episode.
Thanks for listening to WEFT.
Surfabilly Freakout coming up now.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM.